Hey everybody, welcome back to, let's see if we can remember the name of it. No One, a Game of Thrones House of the Dragon podcast. Did I get that? It's been a while, like a year, because we were supposed to talk at about the finale of Rings of Power, which I did watch. Did you ever watch it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. We just never got around to talking about it. So.
I thought we did talk about it.
Not the finale, no.
Are you sure?
I'm 100% positive.
Well, it was good.
Yeah, I thought it was pretty good. Like, the twist of having the guy we thought was good be...
Sauron?
Sauron. I was going to say Voldemort, and I was like, wait, wrong franchise. and then having the other guy be...
A wizard?
Yeah. Was he Gandalf? Is he supposed to be Gandalf?
No, I think he's just... I personally thought that he was the other wizard. I want to say the silver wizard or something like that. Gandalf talks about him to the brown wizard in one of the Hobbit movies. And they're talking about him like, oh, yeah, and then there's that guy. What's his name? And they can't remember because it's been so long since they've seen him.
Wow.
So I was thinking maybe that's the wizard, because we know all the other ones. So
yeah, I don't know when we're going to get another season of that.
Don't feel like they're going to.
No, I think they definitely are. They sunk way too much money into buying the rights just have just the one season.
Yeah,
they spent a butt ton of money. And then another truckload of money on producing the show. I think with Amazon, I think it's just more of a, we take our time and you get it when you get it.
Yeah. Which I'm fine with.
Yeah, me too. It seems like that's the Game of Thrones House of the Dragon style as well. Although, so I'm confused if the strikes held this show up at all, because it doesn't seem like they really did. Like, because they're filming overseas, maybe it's all non-union stuff. I don't know. But it's still going to be, they haven't announced an official release date, but they're saying summer 2024. So, you know, we probably could have waited to talk about it, because it's still going to be like 5 months before we get an episode. But still, they released a teaser. At least we got a teaser.
Yeah.
It's only a minute and a half of footage, but not even a minute and a half. But honestly, I think I need to go back and rewatch the finale.
Really?
Yeah, I remember a lot of things, but like there's some stuff that I was like, wait, who was that guy? The problem is I don't remember the people.
I remember most of the people that they showed. So, like the twin brothers.
Sorry, my dog. My dog is upset that I'm talking into a mic and not paying attention to her.
That's so sweet.
She's a mess. So,
as most women are. My dog is just over there laying under the Christmas tree.
She's not fixed. I'm hoping when I get her fixed, she's a little less of like, let's go! All the time. I've lost 3 pounds in the week that I've had this dog.
Really?
Yes.
Just walking her and stuff?
Yes, because, sorry, side tangent. She's having some issues. She's not wanting to go to the bathroom outside.
What? Why? Yeah,
I don't know. I don't know if it's like a privacy thing, because like she doesn't seem to like it when I see her go to the bathroom. So usually it's when I'm out of the room that she pees and or she I'll just say she uses the bathroom on the floor. And I'm like, I'll be in. Also, I can't take a shower because the dog gets in the shower with me. I mean, I can. I am showering, but she's just like, "Where did you go? I'm coming with you."
She's needy.
Yeah, very. I've been working on like, well, I'm just gonna just keep taking her till she gets used to like, oh, like this is what I do outside. And I'm like, good girl. I give her a treat. I gotta start carrying treats on my walk so I can give her one when it happens. And so far today, since we went to bed last night and woke up, there have been no accidents in the house. So,
Good.
yeah.
I feel you on that though. There's like I'm used to, being when he would use the restroom. Like he was really, really old.
Yeah.
So if he couldn't make it outside, it was fine. Like I was just like, okay, whatever, I'll just clean it up. But it started getting to the point where he, like, I had to carry him to go potty.
Yeah.
And this dog, Coco, she smells his pee in the carpet. So
It's
she's
like,
like,
oh, this is where I pee.
yeah. And so I told Fabian, I was like, we need to really clean the carpet or hire somebody or something because it needs to be shampooed.
So I'll
We
say this.
where she just goes, like, because I can't walk her.
Yeah.
Like, I tried, but the other day she got away from me, and literally one of our neighbors grabbed her for me because I was waddling and like Coco.
Oh, yeah, something else has happened since the last time we recorded. I got a dog.
Yeah.
Elizabeth got a new dog, and she got a fiance.
Yeah.
She's really fucking pregnant.
Yeah. Yeah.
I forgot that's how, like, we haven't recorded since that happened.
God, I know. I forgot.
I mean, we have
We
recorded. We
were
haven't recorded
recording,
an
just
episode of
not.
this
Yeah,
since
not
that
on
happened.
this.
So for anybody who doesn't listen to any of our other nonsense, so anyway, back to House of the Dragon.
Yeah, because I was pregnant when the Hobbit was out, right?
The Hobbit.
Not the Hobbit. Oh my God. The
Rings of
Lord of the
Power. No, they
Yes.
were airing at the same time. We just talked about Rings of Power afterwards. Because we didn't have anything else to do. And then we were going to do a Game of Thrones rewatch with Kaylee. And then Kaylee decided that she just wanted to go drink and party all the
Yeah, she decided she has other things to do, which is fine.
Yeah. Yeah, she's young.
Yeah.
So yeah, I remember the ladies. Like, and I remember Matt Smith. I'm gonna forget all the names of the characters. I have to refresh on that. But like, there is the
The
they're not.
blacks versus the greens.
Yeah.
What were you trying to say?
Yeah.
The
Well,
Allison
there's
versus
also the daughter of the
Allison.
snake guy. She's got the blonde dreads.
Oh, yeah.
Like I'm like, I think I remember her, kind of.
Wait, who?
Isn't she somebody's daughter?
She's riding on the back of the dragon.
Yes, screaming.
That's Matt's daughter.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, from his other man. That dude's been with so many chicks, man.
Yeah,
It
because
gets really confusing.
she had her dragon kill her during childbirth
Yeah, that's right.
because they couldn't get the baby out,
Right.
which is terrifying.
Yes. You should not rewatch season one
I
until after you've had your baby. Too
went.
many people with fucked up childbirths in this show.
I know. I went and rewatched it, the not the season, but the trailer And I do recognize everyone just about. There's like a few people I didn't recognize, but
Who do you think they're beheading? Do you think it's just nobody?
I think it's just gonna, because he's in black, so I think it's gonna be he's supporting Rhaenyra's, what's her
Right,
name?
it's not a Rhaenyra.
Vera.
So it's not a main character. You think it's just like
No.
some, yeah. I was like, that's intentionally trying to make you think like, ooh,
Yeah.
like Game of Thrones, end of season one, they beheaded Ned, and like, oh, they're gonna do it in this show. Like, I was like, I bet that's fucking nobody.
Yeah, I don't think that's anybody, just because I think that's going to be one of the opening scenes
Yeah.
of the Greens. They're going to be like, it's going to cut to that scene, and it's not going to matter. It's just going to be something they're doing to piss off Rhaenyra, even more. And but I do have to say, when you see her, she is hella skinny. Like,
Yeah.
she lost a lot of weight.
Yeah.
Because she was already a pretty thin girl to begin with, the
Yeah, I was like,
actor.
she needs to eat a sandwich.
Yeah. But then when you see her later, she looks better. So it's almost intentional, I feel like, that she, and maybe in that first time you see her in that trailer, she's mourning the loss of her son, because where she's standing is where he died. Like
Okay.
that opening.
Yeah,
I
maybe.
think
Yeah,
I'm not sure.
that's a good take. I like that.
It looks like the same castle that that they were at, like when it was storming and stuff. And it would make sense, because there's all that water, and he died over like the water, like they
Yeah.
couldn't find his body or whatever.
I love that they show the every time they show that table now, I'm just gonna think about the fact that like it's actually being used here, and we saw it several times in Game of Thrones, and it was basically just a table
Well, it
in that
is.
show.
I know. That
It's
was
like
probably the coolest thing, that whole like.
it was pretty fucking cool. It's like, wait, what?
Yeah.
So
What?
there's several shots of dragons in the teaser.
Yes.
One I didn't think looked that good. The dragon flying over the water, it looks okay, but I didn't think it looked like super great.
I just didn't think all of it looked super great.
You don't think it looks super great?
Are you talking like CGI wise?
Yeah, like it
Yeah.
looks clearly well, and well, there's that shot of the girl we were talking about riding on the back of the dragon screaming. That did not look good either.
Yeah.
I'm hoping
And
this
then
is.
like,
Go ahead.
I'm confused on what she's so pissed off about. Like, you're pissed because he stole your mom's dragon? Like, and
I guess.
it's not even her dragon. Maybe it's her sister's dragon.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I get it. That's the oldest dragon and the strongest dragon. But, like, that dragon, listen, that I think it's a she. She's gonna go down. Like, Aegon, no, it's not Aegon. What's his name with the one eye? Oh,
Yeah,
my.
you're asking the wrong person.
Oh, frick. Arius. No. Oh, frick. I can't remember his name.
It's like Kelly's kids, man. It's like, I don't know. It all starts with an A.
Yeah.
So.
They all start with an A. But, like, Aegon is the king. So that's why I know it's not him.
Yeah.
Well, that side of the Greens.
It's his
Anyway,
brother.
yes, his brother, the guy with the one eye, he is, like, gonna go down in this season. At some point, whether it be Rhaenyra or Matt, what's Matt saying?
I don't know.
Starts with D. Damon.
Yeah, Damon.
Whether it be one of them two, I feel like he's gonna get effed over, because
He looked real like I'm ready to fight in the teaser when we seen for like 2 seconds.
yeah.
I'm with you. It looked like he was ready to like to fight somebody, and I'm like, well, you know, those people typically wind up dead. So
I feel like he's gonna be badass.
you didn't think the shot of the big dragon? I mean, I'm with you. It doesn't look like superb, but I thought it looked pretty damn
It
impressive.
was so zoomed in.
Yeah, it was pretty zoomed in.
I mean, I feel like they did that on purpose, like maybe to conceal,
I
like.
felt like it was trying to get the scale of the dragon to make it seem. I mean, it does look huge, but you know, it's easy to not understand the scale if it
That's
doesn't fill up the entire like frame, you know.
also what she said.
So.
I get that, but like, you see the backs of those soldiers' heads?
Yeah.
So that's what made me feel like it was real zoomed in and cut off. Like
Yeah.
maybe they're trying to conceal a little bit more about where the show is going to go.
Yeah.
But for the most part, season one, they kept to the book. So there was a little bit here and there changed and added in and things like that. But like for the most part, they kept to the book. And like the big main things, like him losing an eye, him getting the dragon, like, you know, like the main things, they kept the same. So don't spoil it for yourself. I can't remember exactly what's going to happen, but I remember certain things.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, if something gets spoiled for me, you know, I'm not a big enough fan to be pissy about it. So,
Yeah. That's why I think this season is going to be so good. Like, okay, you know the two
and
dragons?
no time jumps this season.
Yes, thank God.
Yeah.
The
So,
two dragons on the beach.
yeah, that shot looks fucking great, man.
That was good. I enjoyed that. But then
Was like, oh shit.
I was trying to think, like, who could that be? Obviously, it's going to be Rhaenyra because that's her dragon. But who's the other dragon?
Yeah.
And so I was
So.
thinking maybe it's her husband that she quote unquote killed off, but then because he was gay.
Oh
And
yeah, that's right. That's
so
right.
I was
Yeah.
thinking maybe it's him somehow coming back into the game, but
That
see,
would be interesting.
but how do you hide a big dragon like that? So it's interesting. I could be completely wrong, but that'll be interesting because none of that's in the book. Because in the book, you actually think they fucking killed him off so she could be with this other guy.
Right.
And in the show, it's like the opposite. Like we killed him off, but I love him in real life, so I'm not actually killing him off. He's a great person.
Yeah.
So all hearsay too. You got to remember that.
Yeah, 'cause it's all like being told to
Told by
somebody who
someone.
tells to somebody who writes it down, basically.
Yeah.
Yeah, for the most part, other than some of the like hopefully unfinished special effects, I really like the teaser did get me like I'm amped up.
Yeah.
Still not knowing our official release date makes it a little upsetting because I'm like, it's December and I understand you want to get people excited for this, but like we don't even have an official release date yet. And like that's you know, just saying summer 2024, that could be fucking August, man.
Yeah.
Or the 1st of September. The speculation is that it will be like before the Emmy cutoff, which I think is sometime in May. Like end of May, 1st of June, maybe, or maybe it's the end of June. So that they can make, because what you don't want to do is miss the Emmys cutoff and then have to wait until the next year because then it's been so long since the
People.
premiere of your show and people are just like, oh yeah, that was a thing. And you don't want them to forget about it. So, yeah, it's fucked.
Oh.
I'm guessing if we get more trailers, we'll hop on here and talk for 20 minutes or 10 minutes or whatever about whatever future trailers we get.
Yeah.
But since there was a teaser and we haven't recorded in an episode in almost a year, I was like, we should talk about this for 15 minutes and throw it up on the feed. So,
I'm on rest, so it's fine.
Yeah. Hopefully your life is not super chaotic by the time the show premieres. And we'll have time to record. If nothing else, I know you'll be watching it Sunday nights. If you're not too tired, we can record right after.
That's
what we're doing. So anyway, we'll be back, I don't know, eventually, whenever we either get an episode or another trailer with
like an actual trailer.
Yeah, with some more that, like, the only dialogue in the trailer is that, like, the voiceover. That's like no war angers gods more than a war between kin, or something like that, and no war is more bloody than a war of dragons. It's like, I can't fucking wait to see what happens.
Yeah,
all these people are gonna die.
Like, all of them are going to die.
So anyway, go check out everything else we're doing over at xwingfiles.com. We just finished talking about Loki. We finally just wrapped up a discussion on Ahsoka season one, talking about Ted Lasso, which is a show that you should definitely watch. I'm trying to get your brother to watch it too. And of course, Nerds Ruin Everything, the podcast that Adam and I do. Go check all that out, and we'll see you guys whenever there's more stuff to talk about.
Bye.